Now let's look at example number two to try to flesh out sort of how things might change or might be thought of or assessed when we throw the public health law into the mix of the conversation. So here is a scenario. We have a provider partner, just to recap, who sees patients, sends patients' prescriptions over to pharmacy partner, and this is done without consent. The information is protected health information, and we really, you know, want to continue this practice and expand the work of provider partner and pharmacy partner through the sharing of a monthly list of PHI because we want to improve medication compliance. So a new fact that we're going to throw into this scenario, because we already know from having done this that provider partner is a HIPAA-covered entity, we now are going to throw into the mix this notion that provider partner also is a healthcare provider under the public health law. So not only does provider partner have to follow HIPAA, provider partner must also follow public health law section 18. Again, very important to this question, and you will see it in the analysis, so there's no written consent at all. And this nuance will become clearer later on.